This is a dictation for Tyree Harris, TYREEHARRIS. Date of birth is 6/5/1992. Date of accident is 6/15/2024. Date of service is 10/9/2025. The patient presents for an evaluation for pain management for chronic pain. Initially, patient was involved in automobile accident at 6/15/2024, leading to all the symptoms. The patient report that he's suffering from severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, and pain in the left hand with the numbness and tingling of the second, third, and fourth finger, which is worse after the accident, and it is constant. No radiculopathy or neuropathy is reported to the upper extremities or lower extremities. All of these are allegedly related to the automobile accident that has been reported by the patient. Patient history of the automobile accident is as follows. On 6/15/2023 in the afternoon, patient was traveling on the east side. He was traveling as a driver, and there were four other people in the car in a Ford Fusion. And they were traveling on Conant and Joseph Campo in Detroit. And they stopped when they were going on Joseph Campo for a stop sign near Conant. And they were hit by a City of Detroit bus, and it hit the front driver's side. Bus came around, apparently, and it was possibly traveling at 15 to 20 miles an hour. And patient was not wearing a seatbelt. And the airbags, possibly he doesn't remember. If he passed out, he doesn't remember. There was not a hit and run accident. The police came, ambulance came to the scene. He was not taken to the hospital by the ambulance, but his sister took him to the Henry Ford Hospital to the ER via ambulance, where he was there for 5 to 6 hours. He received a left eye laceration that was repaired by sutures. Patient doesn't remember how many sutures. The damage to the car was total. The driver's side front was completely smashed. Driver door was damaged. Glass was broken. Windshield and the driver's side window. And actually that glass hit into his left eye, causing the laceration of the left eye. But other than that, there was no other fracture or laceration. History presenting illness. Patient is reporting no headaches, and he absolutely denies any symptom of TBI, no symptoms of TBI. Specifically, no headaches and no dizziness, vertigo, no seizures or loss of consciousness, no ringing in the ear, no forgetfulness or memory loss. There is no incontinence of the urine bowel, and there is no blurred vision, spots in the vision or loss of vision field, no taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. Patient has no subtle anesthesia, no incontinence of the urine bowel, and no depression, panic, lightheadedness, weakness are reported. He has a numbness of right hand involving third, fourth, and fifth finger, and moderate difficulty in walking, especially with moderate anxiety. Moderate sleep disturbance is reported by the patient. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has a constant pain in the neck to the tune of 8, upper back 7, lower back is 6. Middle back apparently doesn't have any pain. No radiation of pain is reported to the extremities. These pains are allegedly reported to be throbbing, shooting, stabbing, aching, tender, and they are 4 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 7. The patient reports the pains are worsened by bending and standing and improved by lying down and medications. Currently, he feels shaky and he sleeps for less than 3 hours. He reports he can walk up to a mile with no issues. He can sit and stand more than 30 minutes. Headaches are definitely positive. MRI CT scan have been done, but they are not available at the time of dictation of the records. Regarding the past treatment, patient was seen Dr. Lewis Redden, spine specialist of Michigan. He was going there for injury, but he has had received no injections or any other invasive treatment, no surgery. He has done physical therapy since the time of accident extensively, and medications have been provided. Kindly review the record for the system review. Surgical history. He has a left eye surgery for suture placement at the time of accident. And then left arm has a gunshot plate and intermedullary nail in 2021 at Henry Ford Hospital. And because of this reason, he cannot get any MRI done. Please review the records for allergies, family history, relationship status, employment, legal, and personal histories, as well as the ADLs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 128 over 89, pulse 65, pulse ox is 100%, temperature is 96.5, height 5'4", weight is 130, 33-year-old African-American male, of a average build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no signs of jaundice, colonic colonicia. Patient appears to be mildly anxious but not lethargic, very good attitude and demeanor is present. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam will come from the templates, including neurological and psychological examination and musculature examination. Please mention that there is a scar on the left elbow of 3 inches from previous surgery, and there is a scar of 12 inches in the left forearm anteriorly for the gunshot wound surgery. Musculoskeletal examination. On inspection and palpation, the entire spine appears completely normal. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion of the cervical spine is 45, extension is 45, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 65. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is reported to be 30 and extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was found positive for both sides at 30 degrees. TLR is positive, Babinski sign is negative, and Kemp test is positive. Budnarski-Kernick test is negative. In the cervical spine, Sperling sign was found positive and Lermer test was positive. The distraction test and Sotoal test is negative. For the sixth spine, Plum test is negative and Roos test is negative. SI joints are mildly tender. Both sides with positive favor test, Gonsler test bilaterally. However, the distraction test, iliac compression, and standing flexion test are negative. The extremities examination, the only positive finding will be in the area of the left hand, where there is a gunshot wound, 12 inches of scar in the left anterior forearm is present, and also in the elbow. There is a slight motor weakness of 4x5. However, the reflexes are poor, circulation is intact, and no other deficits are noticed. Please review the diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient is already physical therapy for once a week. Laser treatment has been advised to the patient. Acupuncture, chiropractic also has been advised. The lower back and neck. Since patient already has done enough physical therapy, medications are provided. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Essiflex 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain. Tylenol with codeine number 4. 60 tablets are provided for pain relief. Elevel 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, anxiety. Zoloft 50 mg at night for anxiety and sleep. Nirontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain. Lunesta 1 mg twice a day for sleep. And lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Fitness club program is also yes. Referral to psychiatry is just for anxiety, chronic panic, and all that. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, medical records have been ordered released from Dr. Redden as well as from Hungerford Hospital, and they have not been received yet. Interventional pain procedures will be decided upon receiving the MRI reports. Surgical options none. Referral to neuropsych evaluation none. And provision of alternative care case for none. Investigations. No investigation is being ordered at this time. We believe the hospital has already done investigations, and possibly Dr. Redden. We are still figuring out all of this. DMEs. The patient already has all the DMEs. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.